podcast time. Hello, gentlemen. What we got tonight?
Well, I do believe that we have interesting and fascinating and wonderful recipes for each and every one of our homemakers listening.
The food episode. Let's go.
This is Roundtable 105 on radio.com, where Rock 105's Sean Stewart, Greg Rambin, and Boner, you know, sit at a round table and talk and stuff. Thanks for joining us as we revisit this week's nonsense. Yeehaw! From Chattanooga, Tennessee, this is Roundtable 105.
And it may not be mayonnaise. It could be Miracle Whip, which makes it even worse.
Oh,
that
my God.
Awful.
Whoa.
Yeah. I can't let you slander Miracle Whip any further.
You don't eat Miracle Whip, do you?
Dude, a sandwich ain't a sandwich without the Miracle Whip. It's just the tangy mayonnaise. I'm not opposed to it. Actually, there was a part of my life where I was a huge Miracle Whip guy. Now that I have a family, we have normal Hellmann's. But if I had a sandwich with Miracle Whip on it, and I had a sandwich with Hellmann's, and I had a choice, I'm going Miracle Whip every time.
No kidding. I remember when I was a kid, you know, we were a mayonnaise family. So, you know, we always ate mayonnaise. But you go to somebody's house and they pull out the mayonnaise, but it wasn't mayonnaise. And I, you know, I'm a punk kid. I'm, you know, like little, like 7, you know, 8, 9. I don't notice that it's, you know, something different. It looks the same. But every time I would eat a sandwich somewhere that they had Miracle Whip, I'd be like, what is wrong with this sandwich? What? Why? What the hell happened? And, you know, it took a while before I figured out that, dude, I don't want that. You know,
see, and I thought the opposite. I was missing something. Like, I talked to my mom. I was like, Mom, I think the kids with money have better mayonnaise than us. You know, and then we spoke about it. I don't think Miracle Whip costs more money. Just it seemed that way. Like, the kids down the street had more money, but they had Miracle Whip. And I loved it. I needed to find it. Like, why did that sandwich taste different?
Yeah,
I don't know. Maybe
it
just
it seems like it should be, you know, cheaper.
But dude, it's a salad dressing. It's sophisticated. It's a salad dressing. It's not a mayonnaise.
Oh, well, then why do we put it on sandwiches? It's just stupid. Put it on a salad.
I don't know why we put half the stuff we put on salads or sandwiches. Like honey mustard on a salad to me is odd. Like I dip chicken tenders into honey mustard. Like I don't. So, but some people would say the same thing about ranch dressing. If we just, I don't know, randomly put food in different things like ketchup, you can literally put on everything.
Yeah, but really, what kind of jerk would put Miracle Whip on a salad? And it says it's salad. Salad dressing, but who would ever put that on a salad?
Not a green salad, but what about a macaroni salad?
Oh, okay. Yeah. There you go.
I bet it would taste awesome.
Or perhaps a Jell-O salad. Miracle Whip and lime Jell-O.
Yeah,
I don't know, man.
I ain't eating any of them. If you put that on there, I ain't eating it.
After a while, like if you do get a jar of it, you do need a break. Like I don't want, like I'll eat like a bunch of sandwiches out the box, but then after like a couple weeks, I'm like, you know what? I could go for a sandwich just regular Hellmann's right now. But then I'll go back to the Miracle Whip if I had the opportunity, but I don't. My wife's like you guys. She'll just throw it away if I bring it home. So.
Yeah. Well, I always thought when I'd go to somebody else's house that, you know, they went out and got used mayo or something, and that's why it just didn't taste right. This is old. You bought this in, like, the 80s or something. And this is no good.
I'm gonna Google, what costs more, Miracle Whip or mayo?
Well, this will be.
I don't know. Let's go to the Price is Right, Drew Carey, and see what the recommended daily allowance and manufacturer suggests.
All right, on second thought, if we have a choice between a discussion of mayo or Miracle Whip and having Rob Schneider on, maybe we should rethink the Rob Schneider idea.
Absolutely, this is much more compelling.
Okay.
Obviously, there is alcohol involved in this decision.
It's just
right.
Somehow, Rob Schneider got he's like the Matt Damon of our Jimmy Kimmel show.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, there you go. We could get Jimmy Kimmel. I mean, he's an old radio guy.
Yeah, he'd be great. He may have, you know, some other things going on, but I'm sure if he found a free minute,
what
he
would jump he at the opportunity. Do? What's he doing these days? Nothing.
He does like an hour a night, period, the end. That's all he does.
Yeah, and he sits at home. I mean, he's doing it from like his living room. Oh, look, I'm on the TV, blah, 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 blah. Whoop-dee-doo. What do you got going the rest of the day? Nothing.
Well, seems like you know a lot of that is daily routine. I didn't know. I thought he'd like be prepping jokes and trying to get come up with.
Clearly, no. I've seen the show. He is not prepping jokes.
Who's vibrating?
Who is vibrating?
That would be my phone. I'm getting a phone call.
Oh, okay.
Which I obviously am not answering it.
That's yeah. It's a loud vibrating phone you have.
Yeah, it's, of course, sitting on the table right next to the microphone. So, yeah, it all vibrates. And
do you have it set on, like, extra vibrations?
Well, yeah, you know, for her pleasure.
Yeah, exactly. I was getting just that sound. Wait, there.
What?
I was getting, what?
Huh? Which, which reminds me, I did see a story earlier today that I talked about that said that, you know, scientists think maybe cucumbers could be good for, you know, COVID-19. They said, and if you increase your intake of cucumbers, that it may have a small positive effect. And of course, you know where my mind goes. I'm thinking, look, man, I've got this thing in there as far as it can go. What do you mean increase my intake?
I don't Dude, think I can do much wrong. More of this.
Can't go any further. It's funny. You mentioned cucumbers. I've never grown cucumbers before. And after I grew broccoli in my garden, I just randomly put cucumbers in there. And I had no idea how they were going to grow. Turns out they grow up. And I had to get a trellis. And now they've been growing up for the last 3 weeks. And I laughed out loud this afternoon when I went out there. Because like six of them have now started growing into cucumbers. And they just look like giant penis is hanging over the trellis.
Well,
all through the garden, and there's just these giant cucumbers. I'm like, wow,
dude, I'm you have got to get like a scarecrow.
I want to, yeah, I want to put like draw faces on them, put like little Q-tips as ears.
You need a scarecrow to put behind that thing on the trellis for the cucumbers to be.
Oh, even better, be like. Be like the scarecrow with 11 hogs.
Yeah.
Oh. Pretty
if
funny.
If I only had a cucumber.
Man, I wanted to bring up cucumbers tonight because I was just gardening. And here you are, Boner. Walked me right into it.
No, wait a minute, Sean. You're a fisherman. You're an outdoorsman. And you're a farmer.
I've got a very bad case.
Is there anything you can't do other than fishing and outdoor stuff?
And gardening?
Apparently he can grow
it's not well.
Broccoli and cucumbers. So
yeah, you guys can have some. Maybe I'll make you a salad with Miracle Whip.
No.
No.
1, 2, 3, not it.
I'm also growing peppers, but it was my first experience with cucumbers. I hate cucumbers. I just want to see if I could grow them, and I can. But they look like, you know. Looks like I have a penis garden, and it makes me laugh.
Yeah,
I'm five.
Well, you can't grow hot dogs, so I guess this was your next best choice.
Yeah,
wieners don't grow on trees.
Well, I'll take a picture. I'm close.
Well, you I get a buttload of them. You can make pickles. I mean, who don't like pickles?
Well, yeah, not me, but I will make them.
What do you mean again, you don't like pickles? You don't like pickles either?
No, pickles suck, dude. Pickles are
terrible. Oh, my God,
I have to go
man.
Out of my way to not get them put on like a hamburger or something, which outside of eating them on a hamburger, what is the actual purpose of a pickle?
What are you talking about? It's another vessel for the transport of ketchup. Pickle and ketchup, pickle? Man, that's pretty good.
Pickles and ketchup. I have never heard of this culinary delight, Boner.
Yeah, you know what? try it before you sit there and go, you know what, that's crazy talk.
Okay, I understand. I understand the joys of weird foods. When we first got married, Michelle loved peanut butter on toast, and that just disgusted me in thought.
What the hell's wrong with that?
Yeah, where else do you put
peanut butter on bread? What an insane thought.
No.
Crazy,
peanut butter on bread is great, but I didn't want it.
How they make toast, right?
Yes, I do. You know what it's made bread. From, right? But it's hot bread, and I just thought that was insane.
Oh, it's like a dude, no, it kind of melts the peanut butter a little bit. It's like, dude, that's tremendous.
That's like leveling up your peanut butter and jelly sandwich, like a grilling, hot peanut butter.
Yeah, it took me several years, but I finally, and now I am part of the peanut butter on toast cult, as you and Sean are, Boner.
Yeah,
it's a lot and for you to admit that, Greg.
And you want to take it up a notch, maybe. This took me a little while, but my dad always liked to make. If he would make a peanut butter sandwich, he would spread butter on the bread, and then the peanut butter.
Huh.
And I'm like, say what?
It's a lot of butter.
Peanut butter and butter. Wow.
Yeah. Pretty good.
And the best invention in the last quarter century is the Uncrustable, also, while we're talking about peanut butter and jelly. Those things are amazing. They're super convenient. You can eat them frozen. You can eat them and out of the microwave in 10 seconds. They have no crust. They're a perfect, in-between meal snack, and they fit perfectly in the back pocket.
Right.
Looks like a little can of dip back
yeah.
there. Nope.
Hey, is that Copenhagen? Nah, man. That's Smucker's Peanut Butter and Jelly Uncrustable, bitch.
Back off, chomp. It's at the perfect temperature after being back there for about 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Those things are fantastic. That person who invented the Uncrustable needs to be... He should be on Mount Rushmore, to be honest with you.
And Greg, remind me never to eat an Uncrustable offered by Sean.
I happen to have a couple of them right here. Where are they? I had them in my next to my heart.
It might be Uncrustable coming from me.
All right, here's an odd food combination. I can remember when I was very, very, very young, 8, 9 years old, and I was at a babysitter's house, and I wanted a grilled cheese sandwich.
Yeah, tell me that there's going to be like some hot fudge in there.
No,
Hershey syrup pouring on each one. All right.
And it tasted really good. And what she did is that the grilled cheese sandwich.
Oh, that's stupid. I thought we were talking about something else. But all right, go ahead.
What she had done is that before she put the cheese on the bread, she spread mayonnaise on the bread.
And that's
the trick. It gave it an extra little kick.
And it makes it a little creamier. I know about that trick. My grandma.
Oh, do you?
Man.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, that's you do butter, a little butter, and then a little not a lot of mayonnaise.
No, not a lot.
Little spread of mayonnaise just to kind of coat the bread a little bit. Then you put the cheese on. Then with the butter and the mayonnaise between the cheese, it makes just a super creamy grilled cheese sandwich. And it's freaking, that's the way you do it.
All right. Now, this is funny because I have never heard of this in my entire life.
Wow.
But when I was little, and I can't say that my mom was the most incredible cook ever, but... and now this, it's all kind of making sense. My mom used to make a grilled cheese sandwich, but instead of butter on the outside, she would put mayonnaise, and it just never worked right. And I'm like, man, how come I eat a you know, grilled cheese somewhere else. And they're like, awesome. And then there's this. But I bet that somewhere in there, she screwed up the part where the mayonnaise goes on the inside.
Yeah. And the butter on the outside.
Butter on the outside, mayo on the inside. I mean, I've still never heard of that, and I may have to try that,
but it's just that combination.
And I bet, you know, that's what her mom probably said. How do you make a grilled cheese sandwich? She said, well, you can, you know, you got to put, you know, put some mayo on there. Oh, okay.
If you made a cheese sandwich, just a cheese sandwich, not grilled, what would you put on it? Would you put mayonnaise on it?
I mean, I would. Yeah.
Yeah, see? I mean, it's as simple as that. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean,
although to be honest, I can't tell you last time I ate a cheese sandwich because I'm just like, why would I want to do that? Yeah. I mean, yeah, I don't want to.
Dang, what was the, like, were you a bologna kid? I didn't get to the bologna. I wasn't a bologna sandwich, but we, as a tuna fish kid, that was kind of a poor person growing up kind of lunch.
No, I don't eat tuna fish under any circumstances. Never have, never will, not happening. Shoot me.
Were you attacked by Charlie Tuna in an earlier life?
Yeah, I don't know. I just think that it tastes awful. And, and I can't.
You're going to laugh.
I can't do it.
Miracle Whip and tuna. And then
Miracle Whip. No! Goes. Get back. Get behind me, Satan.
Yo, that's awesome.
Yeah. I'm just going to sit on the toilet and pour it between my legs and be done with it.
You're missing out.
No. And, not, I don't feel that way.
Speaking of like.
Although, since you asked the question, bologna. I used to be a huge bologna fan, you know, bologna sandwich, like when I was a kid. But I like my bologna sandwich with ketchup.
A bologna sandwich with ketchup guy, eh?
Yep. Bologna sandwich. And don't put any mayo on there. Don't put no mustard or any of that. Put ketchup on it.
No, I'm a mustard mayo bologna guy.
No.
Like that pink Oscar Mayer bologna, you guys, that's what you guys, because that's what I'm picturing.
Yeah. Like, oh, yeah. And every now and then, I'll get a craving for it. In fact, during self-isolation, during the pandemic, I got
you
a craving.
Yesterday?
Yes. Yesterday. Oh. I got a craving, and I told Michelle, next time you go to the grocery store, please get some Oscar Mayer bologna. And sure enough, now I went through it. She got the small pack. I'm good probably for another 5 years.
I could just smell it from here. It just makes me want to throw up. Like, I can't stand bologna. I don't know. And it was really never even forced upon me. I just don't like the smell of it, and I don't like it. But I'm glad it's you got good. The fix.
It's good if you're sitting on a dock and you're fishing and you're a tiny kid and there's a little girl next to you and you're like, you know, my baloney has a first name.
It's O-S-C-A-R.
And it's a commercial and they're paying you to be in it. Then that would be all right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The Oscar Mayer. Yeah, it's, yeah, I don't know. That's the bologna song, I guess. I just never got into the bologna.
So what we should do, I think, is send this podcast to Rob Schneider's agent and see if he will come aboard and tell us about his favorite childhood meals.
Ah, there we go. Hmm. What are we going to tell us? Probably ramen noodles.
No, that was yesterday's meal.
Yeah, so yeah, it's those. You know, other childhood meals we had as a child that I didn't realize was weird until I got older was macaroni and cheese. We made it with just elbow noodles, a can of tomato sauce, no spices, just a plain can of tomato sauce and a bag of cheddar cheese.
And I'm so sorry. I'm glad you're doing better now.
I'm gonna level up, and this is gonna sound gross. You would then mix that all together and bake it in the oven, and then when it came out, you took applesauce and put applesauce on it and mix it all together.
What the hell? Cheese.
So your mom was a terrible cook too. All right.
But like till this day, I like it. I've made it for my kids, and my kids love it. That exact thing. I've asked my dad about it, and he's like, his parents didn't have much money, and that was just like a really cheap meal that fed a lot of kids.
Huh.
Noodles, sauce, yeah. cheese. Add some salt and pepper, little applesauce on the side. I mean, it's a really cheap meal. But that's how I thought macaroni and cheese was made until I was adult. And then I discovered Velveeta, and it's just the way you go.
But wow.
We never had that. We had the box mac and cheese with the powder. We had that.
And here's another question. How old were you when you got your first pair of shoes?
My parents, I didn't know I was poor growing up. That's the thing. I didn't realize.
23.
I had shoes. They hooked me up with everything. Maybe that's where the money went. They gave me all the nonsense I needed. We just ate very poorly. But yeah, that's the macaroni and cheese. You guys should try it and report back next week and let me know what you think.
Yeah, you should try that, Greg.
After you, Boner.
I'll bring it in for you guys. And with or without applesauce.
Oh, my God. So you had like dinner and dessert all in one.
Just all mixed together.
Mess.
We don't have time for dinner and dessert. Got to get it all done right now. Eat up.
Wait. Is applesauce a dessert?
It's sweet, is it not?
Okay, yeah, but I think it's still like combined with the dinner. But yeah, I guess.
Okay,
I think the reason for the applesauce was because it would just cool down the food, and I was just probably very impatient, just wanted to shove my face right away. So my parents were like, "Easy, Tiger. Instead of burning yourself, we'll just dump some applesauce on it. Go to town."
Is that the one they called you, Tiger? Really,
Easy Tiger? I don't know. That might be too polite of a nickname. If you ask my dad, he's like, no.
Come here, Tiger.
Yeah. Maybe we should have him on one night. I'll get my dad on here. He'd love to be a guest.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
Yeah.
Right. You guys probably have a lot of questions.
So many. So many.
Oh, you have no idea.
I don't even know where to start. You have to prep for a month for that interview. So last random food question, because I'm munching on them right now. I'm eating animal crackers. I don't think they're a cracker. I think they're more of a cookie. Do you agree or disagree with that?
Well, they're definitely not an animal.
Right.
Nor are they a cracker.
They're definitely not a cracker, but they're called animal crackers.
Hmm.
And they're on the cookie aisle. But you don't like serve them with cheese. Like, dude, so I don't know.
Or I can't even try to tell them. I mean, and that's, this is like an age-old question. They've been asking this for thousands of years. Is it or is it not a cracker? Because it says it's a cracker. But clearly they are sweet, and therefore it absolutely implies cookie.
Done. That's what I thought.
But see, then if you go back. You. I know, exactly. Yes. But if you go back, and did Shirley Temple lie to us back in the 1920s or whenever the hell she was singing animal crackers in my soup? What kind of soup did you put animal crackers in? Because that doesn't really make much sense.
Yeah, I never heard that song, but it makes no sense. I'm trying to process it now. I'm like, huh? Animal crackers and soup? That's as odd as applesauce on macaroni and cheese.
Yeah, your homework for next week is to just download any YouTube video of Shirley Temple singing animal crackers.
That's the drink I used to get when I went out with my parents and they were drinking. They'd order me the Shirley Temple and it would occupy me for a little bit.
Yeah. No, I did too. When I was, when I was very, very little, they'd be, getting hammered. And
we got the Shirley Temple.
Like, give that kid a Shirley Temple. Ha ha, this will be, And
what
then,
is it? I think it's just like Sprite with like food coloring and some whipped cream, maybe.
Yeah, it's no, like Sprite and grenadine, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Nice. That's when I think Shirley Temple, I do think the drink, so I'm sure she's...
Now, that is, there was a male version, too, and it was called the Charlie Brown. Same drink, but for boys. And I know, I was raised much earlier where, gender was a thing, but that's what they called it for little boys. A Charlie Brown.
So if you ordered a Charlie Brown, you would actually get a Shirley Temple.
Exactly.
Huh.
Were they just the same thing with different names?
Exactly. That's exactly what it was. Yeah. Thursday night bowling league with my parents.
Good grief.